Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of Why You Worried About It. I am Lindsay Bush. I'm the HR Director with Country Crossroads Counseling.
And hey, everybody. I'm Susie Arbo. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and we are on this journey to a better you. We are always wanting to grow and learn and be on this journey of life with everybody that wants to listen to us, I guess.
That is right. We are so excited to be here. We tell everybody all the time, we love hearing from you guys. What do you want to hear about? Do you want to be on the show? Do you want to talk? Like, what's on your heart? And we're super excited today to have Molly with us. She's one of our staff, our beautiful clinicians that does amazing work out here every day, but she's also a director for us. You want to tell everybody who you are?
Yeah. So like Lindsay said, I'm Molly Reynolds. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I primarily work out of our Warrensburg location, but then I do kind of pop over in our Higginsville location. And I am the director of one of our newer programs, Caring for the Courageous. And so this is our first responder and military program. So I'm excited to talk about it today.
Yeah, it's so awesome. So one of the things that Molly kind of firsthand personally has been affected as far as, you know, not only being a therapist in the mental health world and the important work she does, but then also she's a very special place in her heart for first responders and for people that are out there that are doing this important and impactful work, literally saving lives and people that work in the fields and also kind of working with veterans as far as, you know, what they go through and what their families go through and everything. And so we just thought it would be a great topic to kind of talk about today because so many people are affected by it, whether maybe you're a spouse of somebody that serves or has served in any capacity in that kind of line of work, or if you yourself have. Thank you so much for giving back to our communities and doing this work. So Molly, what kind of got you interested in it and why is this so important to you?
Yeah, so I am actually a spouse of a first responder. So I'll kind of give like a disclaimer of like moving forward, right? Like my experience may not be exactly the same as somebody else's, and that's definitely okay. So I'll just be kind of speaking of my perspective and my experience with that. But I was kind of going through grad school and we had the option of doing a thesis or an individual project. And I kind of just got started with that, with the first responders. My husband at the time was really getting into his career as well. And so that kind of just opened my eyes to like that need with the mental health. You know, I was kind of following a lot of support pages on Facebook for spouses and just normal like department pages as well. And so the more I did the research and kind of created this project throughout grad school, the more that need really shone through. And so I got on with Country Crossroads. I think in my first interview with Susie, I had said like, this is like where my heart is. And eventually I would love to kind of open that door. And of course, Susie made it happen and was like, we'll do it. And so now we're kind of in that position where we're really getting this program started. And I'm just like really excited to bring that out to our communities. And as you know, like we really focus on rural areas. And so I think like bigger areas, there are a little more opportunity for them to get that mental health support. But here in rural, like there really isn't a whole lot. And, you know, a lot of the agencies around here are volunteers. So if you're career, like you kind of get some of those benefits, but then volunteer, it's you show up, you kind of do the work, and then you go home to your family. Like there isn't really a lot of that in between. So hopefully we can, with this program, close a little bit of those gaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so glad you brought up the rural community parts because, you know, as we know, we all live out here and we're doing this work and we're talking about mental health and we have worked really hard as a company and whatnot to start to have these conversations about mental health and there's such a stigma around it, you know, and so just even saying these words, like starting these conversations saying, you know what, let's talk about mental health. Let's address this because, you know, you think about the daily work of, let's say an EMS worker or a firefighter, you know, and they're called to the scene and thank goodness that they can do what they do, you know, whether it's a wreck, whether it's a fire, you know, whether, you know, lives are at jeopardy, that kind of thing, they just step in and they do it. And so you can think about mentally, you know, what that does. And there's a lot of females in the field too, but a lot of it is men, right? It's kind of just a statistic that we know. But, and then like Molly, you said that then you go home and have to act like nothing really happened. And some of those things, they're with people, they're talking to people, they're saving their lives and stuff. And so really just kind of recognizing that, hey, you know what, that's traumatic. And you know what, there's things that you can do for that. You don't just have to bury it. You don't just have to shove it down every single day. Like we can help, we can process this. We've got all sorts of different types of therapy now that can help people in these situations.
Yeah. And obviously, like, I think it's important to kind of hone in on those like big T traumas that come with the job, right? Like you said, the car wrecks, the fires, and things like that. But there's also those like little T traumas that you kind of experience like day in and day out and every single day and every shift. And eventually, like, those things are going to add up that could equal that big T trauma. And so, either way, both of those things need to be talked about and processed. Because they're just going to keep building and building and building. And you can only shove things down for so long before they come out into that mental health crisis. And so, I think my biggest goal with this program as well is to what are those signs that maybe we are starting to struggle so we can prevent that mental health crisis, right? Like, obviously, we're going to meet you where you're at and we're going to help you out if you're in that mental health crisis, but hopefully, we can like prevent that from happening.
Yeah. Can you, for somebody maybe listening that doesn't know about the T traumas and whatnot, the big T, little T, can you kind of explain that or break it down a little bit for people?
Yeah, that put me on the spot. So I think like kind of maybe not in the first responder realm necessarily, but I think like a good comparison is like if we're looking at childhood trauma, like a lot of times we think of like that physical sexual abuse, like those are often those big T traumas. But like the emotional and verbal abuse, those are often like those little traumas. So maybe it's those things that we're not physically like involved in, but they are stored in our body still, and they kind of like build up over time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what's interesting too, I think whenever we talk about trauma, is to remember that everybody has a different threshold for trauma. So some people, might go through something, some kind of life event or some kind of, trauma, if you will. And maybe they are very resilient. They've got coping skills. They kind of bounce through it and they are A-okay. The next person might go through that exact same situation, and depending on their past or what's happened in their life or their own stress threshold in that moment, it could be a huge deal and it could cause them significant distress and interrupt every part of their life, right? And so always treating people, kind of meeting them where they're at, and always remembering that just because something's traumatic to one person might not be traumatic to another, but we always want to be so respectful that if somebody is feeling, that intense distress, that we need to always take it very seriously and always help them. And there's so many different ways to get help now. Molly, I know you've been trained in EMDR, and I have too, and it's a really a life changing type of therapy for so many people. And for those of you guys that don't know what EMDR is, I encourage you to look it up, to do some research on it. It was created, if you will, to treat trauma. However, we're using it now in a lot of different situations in life. And what it basically does is it helps people kind of take this event or take something that has happened to you that has been really, really hard, and it kind of almost takes the emotion out of it for you. And it almost kind of desensitizes you to the fact of like, okay, yes, this terrible thing happened. However, I don't carry as many painful memories of it or emotions of it. And it doesn't affect my life in the way that it was before. And so it's kind of like almost like looking like facts on a page, right? After you do the therapy, and if you respond well to it. So it's a really neat type of thing. And lots of therapists have their own kind of style and way that they do it. But that is just one way that we can help people, like first responders, like veterans, and their families, get help.
I think it's so interesting listening to you guys talk about it because obviously I'm not a clinician, but just hearing what you guys say and like all the different things, it is so scary. And I worry about like when I'm thinking, I know we've talked before about like farmers and a lot of these rural people out here are working, and we were kind of taught, and I'm not just saying it's a rural thing, but a lot of times, especially the men are taught, suck it up. It's part of it. If you're a cop, that's part of the job. If you're an EMT, that's part of it. Like, and so you feel like you're weak, maybe almost, if you do have a reaction to certain things. But I know just from listening to you guys and stuff, like, it is so human. It's almost not human to not have a response to those things when I'm looking at it and hearing it. So it's like, just understanding if you are out there and maybe you are affected by it, but you see somebody else affected by it, and it's not quite the same, for just allowing them to have those feelings and let them know that it's okay. Or if you're a manager, I know we work with an amazing police chief out of Pleasant Hill, and he is such an advocate for it's okay. Like, I, you know, that pick them up by the bootstraps and just keep going stuff is not what we want to do anymore, because we're seeing people suffer in the long run. So I really like that you guys are sharing all these things, because I just feel like there's a lot of people out there that feel weak whenever they're going through those things. And it's just not true. It's life. We are made to have all these feelings and emotions, and getting help is probably the best thing you can do to work through those things, so you're not suffering in silence. Like, I don't know. I love that Molly's doing this. I'm so excited for it. And I see so much, like, we have, like, there's so many different outreach programs out there for people, but unless you know, or you are almost hand guided into some of those things, people don't know how to do it. And if you are suffering with mental illness, maybe more severely, then how do you know what's the first step or what to do? So I don't know. I'm really excited for this, and seeing Molly kind of pop up all over and have these hard conversations with people. I know at the state fair we were able to talk to a lot of people too, and really touch a lot of people. So I'm super excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to hit on a couple just statistics about, you know, kind of just how big of a situation this is. There's one statistic that says that 37% of fire and EMS professionals have contemplated suicide, and that's nearly 10 times the rate of the average American adult. And then when you look at our veterans, which I think is just alarming, since 2022, you know, that was kind of right after the pandemic, you know what I mean? We're still kind of working through, living through. We know mental health spiked. We had more suicides. We had more attempts. We had higher rates of depression and anxiety we've ever had, actually, since the pandemic, I should say. And there was an average of about 17 veterans taking their lives a day in the United States of America. So to all of us, it's alarming. And that is why we are doing this. That's why we're doing this program. That's why we're so passionate about it, is because we want to help. We actually are located, one of our locations is very close to Whiteman Air Force Base. So we get a lot of veteran families through that. We also take TRICARE insurance and CHAMP VA and whatnot. And we've worked very closely with the veterans home, sending a counselor in, getting even our veterans help there, which has been wonderful. Molly, some of the things about the program that's kind of really special is doing like these mental health check-ins, if you will. And that's been becoming a requirement, actually, for a lot of different police officers, that kind of thing. Can you talk just a little bit about what those check-ins are and why they're important?
Yeah. So as a whole, like, I'll kind of back up just a little bit about the program. We tailor it to whatever your agency, department, whatever needs, just because we know everyone is specific and everyone may need different things. And that's definitely okay. Like, we are willing to kind of help out however we can. And so with those mental health check-ins, some departments may want, you know, two a year. Some may want just the annual. And so they're not like these big, scary, like psych eval kind of situations, right? Like, they're literally just those quick little check-ins of, hey, how are you? Like, what's going on in your personal life? Have you seen anything go on in your professional life? And how are you handling that? And then maybe doing a couple quick assessments just to kind of see where we're at, give us like that baseline. And then if it's, okay, yeah, maybe this person here is dealing with a divorce, having to deal with like different things in their personal life. Maybe we'll extend a little more of those check-ins of like, hey, let's kind of help guide you through this and this season of life. And so then that way, if maybe we are experiencing traumatic things as well at work, like, it's not going to send you into that overload of your system. And so maybe we can kind of help buffer one, other, both, whatever that's going to look like for that person. And then also along with the program, not just doing those mental health check-ins, but also doing some mental health presentations. And I really want to kind of start with like, what is mental health, right? Like, that I think could go so many ways. A lot of people don't even realize what mental health is. And then it's, okay, now that we notice this, like, what maybe is a mental health crisis and what's that going to look like? And like Lindsay said, like, walking people through, like, here are the resources in your area. And, you know, if that's contacting me directly, that's amazing. I will do that. And here's the list of like places we can start. And then also just kind of giving like, what are some healthy coping skills instead of maybe like these that aren't as healthy, and kind of just doing a lot of those things too.
Absolutely. Yeah, the presentation piece of it is hard because any it's so important, it's so crucial because those are the things that, bringing awareness about it, I feel like is the number one step into helping people, So just knowing that they don't have to live in that, like that they can cope, that there are healthy ways and there are good things. And so if there is people out there listening, it was kind of like to do a call to action and you are a part of this community of first responder, EMS worker, police officer, a veteran, anything like that, or if you've ever served in a part of your life or your family member and you want more information on this, you can definitely contact Molly at countrycrossroadscounseling.net. And she will definitely help you and tell you more about the program, the Caring for the Courageous that we're doing. But then also, if you feel like they could benefit from therapy, we have a really easy website that you just hop on countrycrossroadscounseling.com and you click to become a new person, a new intake, I think it is. And then also, if you're interested in one of these presentations on coping skills, mental health, self-care, that kind of thing, just taking care of yourself, we would love to help your business, your troop, your whatever department, wherever you are, we are here to help and we live for this. We love this. And our mission at Country Crossroads Counseling is bringing the word about mental health to the masses. And so we're doing it one step at a time and one conversation at a time.
For sure. And I think kind of going back a little bit to your statistics, right? Like a lot of the things that I was coming up with in my research with my individual project is that's just all self-report. And so people may not be truly honest about how they're feeling. And a lot of studies that are done with first responders are not longevity. So they're just those quick, short little things. And so there's probably a huge area of people that are struggling and haven't said anything, right? And so I think like my call to action, I think, is to encourage you, if you have someone in your life that is in this world of first responder or military, doing those check-ins of just saying like, hey, are you doing okay? Or I'm noticing these things. And I think human nature often takes hold of us sometimes too when we're around those people of like, hey, what's like the weirdest or like the most crazy call you've ever had, right? But that could send somebody into that mental spiral that we know nothing about because you're bringing out that trauma. And so I would encourage you maybe not to ask that question. I know we're often curious about it, and I give props for the people that do that work and do see those things, but we don't really know what people are going through. So instead of maybe asking that question, go in the other direction and just say, how are you doing today? Is there anything that I can do to help you?
And planting that seed and even saying, yeah, I'm here if you ever need to talk or I'm here for you and that kind of stuff. And just always opening that door. And it might not be that first time that they're like, oh yeah, I'm struggling or whatever. It might be the third or the fifth or the ninth time that you ask. But just that protective factor of caring about somebody is a huge, huge, huge thing in prevention. So, yeah, well, Molly, this has been super great to have you and on the show and just you every time you come to work, you are doing so many amazing things with your clients and it's just been awesome to have you a part of the team.
You. Yeah,
Thanks,
I
Molly.
love it.
Yeah, we love having you on. Again, we love guests. So please, everybody, if you haven't subscribed to our channel, definitely do that. Subscribe because we love getting more information out. We're always constantly trying to bring more just knowledge out there and bringing just let's break that stigma. So please follow us on Facebook. That's the best way to find us as well. It's Country Crossroads Counseling. And then, like we talked about earlier, on our website, countrycrossroadscounseling.com, please reach out. Let us know if we can help in any way.